Coach Mike Lee Maintenance. We're on the road once again, taking youngsters behind the scenes on what it's like being a major league ball player. And we skipped over to the Twins locker room, and I got the man here, MK, Max Kepler. How we doing?
Good. How are you, sir?
Just fine. Now, the last time I had a chance to interview you, you were just kind of breaking into the big leagues, getting your feet wet. I mean, what has been the difference since you've learned in your experience?
I mean, consistency in all aspects, mentally, physically, just trying to stay in the right mind frame, you know, because this game comes with a lot of adversity, especially at this level. And if you can just, you know, stay positive and try and pick out the little things and get better at those and see the big picture, then you'll make things a lot easier on yourself.
And you know, it's a mind game, it's mental.
Yeah.
I mean, at what point do you get past that mental barrier and feel secure playing on this level?
I think for me, it's gonna be a project that's never gonna end until the last day of my career. It's hard, you know, because everyone at this level is good enough to be here. And everyone who got here was probably the best in the league they were before they got here. And then reality check, everyone's just as good or better than you here. So it's hard mentally to accept all these things. But if you can just acknowledge them and be aware of them and deal with them in whatever way possible, then you'll have a better chance of staying here. But it's hard, and I can't say honestly that I'm ever gonna get past my mental obstacles, more so than my physical ones. But that's what makes this game challenging, you know. And I don't think there's any other sport out there like it. It's a game of failure that really teaches you how to live life too, you know. It's an adversity at its finest.
So I mean, you know, but at a certain point you get past that, going to spring training, wondering if you're going to make a team and if you're going to be released, mm-hmm. and knowing that you're going in and I got a job for the season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's a blessing. And I try and, you know, give thanks and credit the people that got me here and made it possible for me to get here as often as I can. You reminded me today that it's a blessing, and I'm very grateful to be here every single day.
Talking about getting here, you lead me into my next question. Now, I did a little research on you. You from Berlin, Germany?
Yes, sir.
How does a Germany boy wind up playing ball in the United States?
My mom's from the States, so both my parents were dancers. They met over there, decided to stay and have us kids, and I went to an American school, uh-huh. where they offered American sports, and that's the first time I got to play baseball, and I fell in love with it. And I got to play some of it going to the States, visiting family, and just got to see how the kids went about it here.
Okay.
And my dream was to not make it to the majors. I never really thought that was feasible. But I wanted to come to the States and play, whether it was like at a college level or just competitively. And they didn't really have that in Germany. So, led me here.
So, you know, I'm born and raised in the United States. Been a lot of places, but not to Germany. What is Germany like?
Germany's a great place. Everyone I meet that goes to Germany, usually, if they can stay, they stay. But people are honest, food's good, scenery's nice depending on where you are. I'm from a city, so kind of like Chicago. A lot of people, a lot of hustle and bustle. Very multi-culti, a lot of different cultures and different perspectives.
Now I gotta ask Alex Cook, who got the best food, Germany or United States?
Oh.
I'll put you on the spot.
I gotta be honest, my home. But that's just because I was raised that way, you know. I don't know. If I was raised here, I'd probably be biased to say Chicago. But Chicago has a lot of good Polish food. My dad's Polish, so whenever I come here, I love having the Polish food.
Let me give you a couple more questions. Now, coming up playing baseball, I mean, were you the man on the team, or you were just a player?
Over in Germany?
When you start playing baseball, were you the man?
Oh, yeah.
You were in total control.
Yeah. And now I'm just one of many.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, man, what were some of the roller coasters that you went through as a major league ball player getting here?
every season, you know, not getting hits or striking out. Like, I hate striking out. That's my least favorite part of the game. Losing players, teammates that you've played multiple years with to another club because it's a business. All kinds of things, you know, having to sacrifice being here and away from my family and friends, which I haven't seen in months or years. There's a lot of things that, you know, are hard, but it toughens you up as a person, and you deal with it. And for that, you get to play the beautiful game of baseball at the highest level.
Now, usually in my interview, by asking what was it like when you walked in the locker room the first time and saw your uniform hanging up, but I asked you that when I interviewed you 3 years back. So let me ask you this. Who have been some of your role models?
In baseball?
In baseball.
I always looked up to Josh Hamilton, even though he went through a lot of stuff off the field that was tough. He was one of my favorite swings, just players all around. Derek Jeter, and currently my teammate, Byron. He's a beast.
You're calling some heavyweights now.
Yeah, he's a beast. He's a beast.
Coach said Youngs is behind the scenes with the man, Max Scott.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.